Hello. Welcome to today's lesson, Developing the Courage to Cultivate Originality. Are you courageous? Let's jump in and see. In the previous lesson, you learned about listening to your inner voice. Your inner voice is honest and reveals the real you to yourself. Our goal is to encourage you to bring out the real you, especially the parts about you that are unique. Having the courage to be original really means being brave enough to be yourself. Certainly, this can seem daunting and frightening. To really live as you are means you have to open yourself up to the judgment of others. Usually, we shield ourselves from others to some extent. Each of us is uniquely valuable. So why hide the truth of who you are? Imagine what it might be like if everyone truly knew you, inside and out. Imagine if everyone knew the wonderful things you're capable of, and how fully human you are, just like them. There can be a great false comfort in conforming and keeping your head down, but you sacrifice ever knowing your true potential. And you risk boredom because, when the path is fully laid out for you, there's no adventure. Being original has a lot of perks. First, you'll experience greater fulfillment and personal satisfaction. Life has more meaning when it's 100% authentic. Second, increased charisma. People will find you more interesting and pay closer attention to you because you are who you are. No fake masks or facades. Third, you'll enjoy greater ability to take risks and be creative. Your life will have more depth and you'll experience more success in every part of your life. Fourth, opportunity. By being original, you stand a chance to change the world. And regardless of what you do, you'll surely be remembered. Only unique people do great things. Average people do average things. What wonderful benefits you can enjoy from being original. Want to see how you do it? Try these top three tips to cultivate your originality. Tip 1. Be aware of who you are inside. This may take some thought, especially if you spend all day working and all night watching television. Regularly spend quiet time with yourself. Contemplate who you are and what you stand for. Express yourself freely. Give your opinions without judging yourself, especially when you're asked for them. Let people know what you think without being unkind. Allow yourself to have your own style, whether it's your taste in music, your profession, or just what you wear today. Tip 3. Avoid worrying about others' opinions. The big secret is that they're probably worried about what you think of them. The reality? Nobody spends as much time thinking about you as they do themselves. So don't worry what others think. There's nothing more attractive to others than someone that moves through the world confidently and without apology. Just be yourself and let the chips fall where they may. You'll be surprised how easy it is once you try it. Consider famous people like Abraham Lincoln, Albert Einstein, Marie Curie, and others. Do you know of another person who is anything like any of them? They're originals. People who conform can never really stand out unless they're in extraordinary circumstances. Maybe you're not the next Albert Einstein, but you are you, and you're an original masterpiece. Being original is about having the courage to be yourself and letting the world know who you are. This isn't always easy, but it's necessary to truly experience the depth of your life. Have the courage to be unique. You'll live an intensely fulfilling life, and you'll be remembered long after you're gone. But before you go out into the world to show the real unique you, here's what you need to do today. Reflect on how you are unique. How can you bring out your unique qualities? In your journal, write down your plans for bringing out this part of you. That's all for today. See you next time.